Here's a thought I'll title humorously, I hope, I Done Good. I sincerely hope I'm not self-deluded about this, but I often find that after some months or perhaps even years, I'll look back at older images and I find them far better than I remembered. There's something about looking at an image when you first come home from being out photographing, you pull it up on the computer. It's pretty common for me to be at that point disappointed with the image. But yet, when I go back and look at it, like I say, weeks or months or years later, I'll think, gosh, that's really good. I'll kick myself for not recognizing the potential for an image that now seems so obvious. I've stewed on this for some time. It's as though the passage of time somehow imbues the image with unexpected and surprising improvements. Or maybe it's just that my subconscious has been working on the image all this time, and now that I'm looking at it again, I recognize the potential that I didn't see the first time because I just wasn't ready to see it. You remember that old quote by Anais Nin, "We don't see things as they are, we see things as we are." And after the passage of time, obviously, I'm not the same person I was when I clicked the shutter. In between then and now, I have all the work I've done, all the things I've read, all the experiences I've lived, all the conversations I've had, all the things I've viewed on the internet. Maybe that's changing me somehow so that I look at an image and say, wow, that's really interesting. Or maybe it's simpler than that. Maybe it's that when I first look at an image on my computer after I get back from photographing, I'm comparing the image in my mind's eye and my memory and my intentions at the moment of clicking the shutter with what I'm seeing on the screen, and it just doesn't measure up. So I look at it and think, oh, that's too bad, didn't work out, because it didn't meet my somewhat unrealistic expectations. Whatever the reason for this, I don't know. Maybe I don't need to know. But it's fascinating to me that what I originally passed by can become an image that I now celebrate. And this happens with such regularity that I think it's one of the best reasons I can offer for spending time going through your Lightroom catalog. Just reliving the moments, looking at what's there, thinking about what you might want to do. When I think about wanting to do some photography with a day or a weekend or whatever, my knee-jerk reaction is to go out into the world and look for new photographs. What I've come to realize is that's only one possibility. The other possibility that actually may be more productive is to simply go back and work on the images that I've already captured, to see what's there that I didn't see the first time around, to allow those ideas to bubble up that have been simmering for perhaps decades. And the fairly common experience I have when I work my Lightroom catalog that way is to think, I did pretty well back then. Better than I thought at the time. Better than I thought when I first looked at the images. And that encourages me to look more deeply through my catalog for the hidden gems and the images that are buried there that I have to go on a hunt for.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.